Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A group of heavily armed Taliban suicide bombers stormed a regional military base in northern Afghanistan, reportedly killing dozens of soldiers, one of the deadliest attacks on Afghan forces in recent times. Witnesses told VOA the insurgents were on board two Afghan army vehicles and were disguised as government soldiers. They targeted personnel of the Afghan National Army who were leaving a mosque following afternoon prayers. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull urged China to do more to pressure North Korea to drop its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile program. Mr. Turnbull spoke at a joint news conference with Mr. Pence in Sydney today.
China has the greatest leverage over North Korea. There is no question about that. So I've made this point to Chinese leaders over a long period of time. In fact, before I was Prime Minister, it is self-evident that China has the opportunity, and we say the responsibility, to bring pressure to bear on North Korea to stop this reckless and dangerous trajectory.
Vice President Pence added that all options remain on the table, but the U.S. is quietly confident that China will pressure North Korea on its weapons program. Meantime, there are reports of new activity at North Korea's missile test site. French prosecutor says a handwritten note praising Islamic State militants was found near the gunman suspected of fatally shooting a police officer in Paris, wounding two others. The Islamic State did claim responsibility. French media reporting the attacker had been identified by police as one who was imprisoned for several years for shooting at police in the early 2000s. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense